Jacob's Log Entry, 768 Helrsus 2020. Jacob Lemmy Zukamish Exorcism Musician The Doppelganger of Lenny Lion Star with the Exorcism Band Supernatural Gospel Gears by the Order of the Ancient Blood Moon Clan Music Minstrel Guild Mission Hell Rescue. Jacob Lemmy Zuk. I have traveled as a trumpet Templar Amish exorcism guitarist, a Blood Moon Clan Minstrel Guild member with Lenny C. Lion Star, the Cedar Valley Minstrel of Heavenkin since before the Dark Ages. Traveling through time, being born then dying and being born again over and over down through the ages, traveling through fair me on parasite routes on a paranormal highway in what is known as the reincarnation fair me on route. Supernatural gear minstrels of the ancient Blood Moon Music Minstrel Guild are currently in Hex County Par region for the coming perfect paranormal storm which will hit Hex County. Hex County has one of the largest reptilian underground populations in the world. One entrance is located at the Seven Gates of Hell in Hellum. Others tunnel openings are at the Seven Valleys Reptilian Tunnel entrance sites of the Monarch Mind Control experiments taking place, experimenting on mostly children for non-lethal warfare, adrenochrome extraction, youth drugs, controlled by the NWO, the New World Order for bloodline rule by rogue elements at the Aberdeen Proving Grounds in Maryland, led by the Nazi Angel of Death Dr. Joseph Mengele. The adrenochrome drug is being delivered to locations through the Hex Belt region by adrenochrome runners in super-fast car machines, sometimes using cloaking devices and siren-singing technology to outrun and avoid supernatural gear chasers and put them in a waking trance. Four young girls and two boys have fallen into hell by accident while playing in the woods as one of the seven hell gates in Hellum opened up in the region and they fell through into hell. My mission is to travel into hell with six light spheres and throw them, producing a light tunnel that will extend up through hell into heaven, where angels from Snowfire's cosmos will descend downward through the protective tunnels and rescue the human youth, pulling them up through the tunnels to safety. Angels cannon enter hell. So I was called in for the divine mission along with my psychic bird friend Death All the Buzzard Demon Fisher, my psychic scout and soothsayer who is also a siren singer, a bird singer who has watched over me since I was born into a Diary, Pennsylvania farm family on Earth, and young supernatural minstrel gear and training little baby Venus Zletros the siren singer will be traveling with me on this very dangerous mission. I should oppose her coming as she is in training, but decided the only way for her to learn to approach evil is to approach it early in age so she can learn and know how to protect her soul quickly. Once the humans are rescued, we ourselves must find a way out of hell through an opening or we will be stuck in hell for eternity and burn there eventually sooner or later, as we will be pushed into Lucifer's fire pit hell by Lucifer himself, the burning star. It will be a challenge. Throwing of the light spheres in hell. Log entry Jacob's Diary 9999C7865. You please be careful, Ethel. The harp is watching. Repeat, harpo is watching. Audio phone transcript Jacob and Ethel 2020 countdown to singularity entry. Jacob, hi Ethel. Made it to the Arch of Life with Snowfire in Philly. Millions upon millions of transparent angels in suspended animation in the paranormal cinema there. They were kneeled down praying motionless. I asked Snowfire, why are they praying? They're preparing for the divine intervention. Armageddon. Snowfire said in a calm voice. He said, they're praying for you too, Jacob. I asked the angel Snowfire, what me? Why me? I don't understand. He put his hand above my head and dropped a light sphere upon me. He told me of our mission Ethel, so here we are. Ready to travel into hell? Ethel, never been to hell before, Jacob. I heard it's not a very nice place. Ethel gave out this weird cackling buzzard bird laugh and puked. Buzzards always seem to puke a lot since they eat all kinds of dead things, including demons. Ready to begin the journey whenever you are, Jacob. We both then began to shape-shift into stardust, becoming transparent and shifting back again to flesh, and eventually I shape-shifted into a small child and Ethel shape-shifted into this really freaky-looking demon as her disguise. We then understood completely what divine intervention is truly all about, the true meaning. Sacrifice and service for the good. And the wonder of love. The force of the intelligent star. For I had been given the innocence of a child. Ethel the hate of a demon. A hate she could control. For me, only a child of innocence could understand divine intervention. As a human, for that is what I had now become. A child with a mission. I had become a child again. And only that innocence can come from a human child coming from an angel nation like Snowfire's Garden of Cosmos. Only that innocence as a human from the angel nation could go into hell to walk upon the opposing forces of good and evil. Then I heard Snowfire his voice say, Snowfire, Jacob, you must listen. In addition to this mission, you must take another mission on your return. We have faith you will return from hell. You must lead the breakaway from the American Union to form the new state, a new angel nation state. Along the Mason-Dixon line. All counties in Pennsylvania and Maryland touching the line will become the new angel nation with a protective barrier of divine intervention light wall force field. Hate will not be tolerated and cannot penetrate the light wall. You will still have to love your enemy. I know it's hard to love your enemy, especially after driving the demon Cronus, the reptiles, the reptilian demons, the Fourth Reich, the Angel of Death himself, Dr. Joseph Mengele and the Illuminati into Virginia. But they have infiltrated back into the ETWZ zone along the Mason-Dixon line again. The Monarch cages in the underground tunnels between Aberdeen and the Harrisburg State Mental Institution must be torn down once and for all time. The Mind Control Experimental Trans Warfare Zone will be disassembled. The Mass Microwave Mind Control Harp Machine in Alaska will begin to sing loudly soon, controlled by the reptilians. The planet will heat up fast. Accelerate from the microwave energy. The polar ice caps will begin to melt quickly. Many will burn in the lake of fire outside the realm of the angel nation. Eye sockets will fall from the heads of soldiers before they die from the nuke blasts and hit the ground. The current mysteriously missing honeybees will return from their current genetic recoding by the reptiles. They will fly and sting. The new locusts. The apocalypse. The second flood will come while the fires burn. You will be giving light spheres to throw into the Susquehanna River from the hilltop of the Susquehanna meeting place of the Indian nations from long ago. Through into the river for the angels to descend down through at faster than light supernatural speeds for what's coming up the river. Details on that later. The believers will be taken up through the light sphere tunnels when the apocalypse begins. The perfect paranormal storm surge will strike, disappearing from Earth. Even though you are a believer, Jacob, you will stay here for a time. As a monarch cage sufferer and survivor, your experience as an exorcism musician of divine intervention and your stint in hell and your walk through the valley of death saving the four young girls and two boys from the lake of fire, you understand somewhat what Jesus went through, and from that experience the intelligent star wants you to stay until the actual final days. And you did draw the short straw when playing with Jesus under the farmhouse porch, remember? You will remain in possession of the six spheres of light given to you when you saved those children from the lake of fire in hell. Keep the spheres well hidden in the cave with your cats. Remember, the reptilians hate cats. Also, Moses has something to give you. A scroll. A song. He's currently in Helam. On a night when the moon is full and you see six stars dance in the dark night sky, go to the top of the Loxmont farm hilltop near the river. You will be greeted by six steel greys. Moses will then bring you the scroll. I told Snowfire that this is quite a lot of stuff to handle, don't you think? He laughed. Then I heard a faint voice. A faint echo in the background, like coming from a mountain top. Keep the faith, Jacob. Keep the faith. It sounded like the voice of my childhood friend, Jesus. Ethel, you know I'm now in love with the six spheres of light. Very strange. Can't stop thinking about them. See you at the tunnel next week, Ethel. Please be careful, the harp is watching. Repeat, harpo is watching. Jacob Lemizuk, Amish exorcism musician.